Today is Halloween, and while this is Express Yourself, it's also Halloween on a Friday. We're going to get super scary.
That calls for a celebration. We live in Halloween Town.
We have a spooktacular show lined up for you today.
And a studio full of Carbondale's finest goblins, warlocks, and witches.
So don't touch that dial.
Or you'll turn into a zombie.
Ooh, hello, all you cats and kitties. This show is brought to you by Big Bertha's Kitty Boutique, where your pussy gets pampered. And what a show it is!
We have Kate Schwerin, hot off the first evening of Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Crystal Theater, gearing up for night two. It is Halloween. Oh.
Oh, it is. Yes.
Hi, Kate.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I can hear you. We've also got Kitty Cat Rich coming in. She's going to be reading some Shel Silverstein poetry. And that's not going to happen there, but later on. We get a few spooky songs from Sweet Jessup members and dynamic brother and sister duo Brian and Deb Colley.
Wow.
And who knows what else scary may come this way. All right, Kate.
Yes. Are you guys ready to play?
We're ready to play.
How did last night go?
Last night was amazing. It was such a great crowd, and everyone got up and danced, and we threw rice and did water guns, and I would say our very first night of Rocky Horror Picture Show ever was a big hit,
cool.
And we're really looking forward to tonight for two shows with the Roaring Divas.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Right.
And so is it true we get water guns, or we have to bring them?
Nope.
It's Super suckers.
They're petite water guns,
good,
and they
good,
come
good.
In the they come in the prop bag, which is provided.
Oh. A prop bag is provided.
Yes.
Oh, so cool.
So you just have to bring yourself. Costumes are encouraged, and they don't have to be Rocky Horror costumes. Wear whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And just come and have a good time.
Awesome. All right. So what do you got for us today?
Okay. I am no actor, but I have some quotes from famous Halloween movies, some scary, some not. And I will act out the quote. And you two try to guess what movie they're from.
Ooh. Oh, well, right. We got Kitty Cat's going to help guess, too, because she's probably good at this. You come over here. We'll share microphones. Okay.
Hi,
here
Kat.
We go.
Okay.
By the power of Christ, I compel you.
The Exorcist.
Am I blown out?
The Exorcist.
That's right, Kat.
Nice,
Great
Kat.
Job. Okay. This one is a little bit harder.
Well, we all go a little mad sometimes.
Ooh, that's a Rocky Horror Picture Show?
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Ooh. Oh, Alice in Wonderland. No?
Yeah, I thought it was the Cheshire Cat.
Okay, let me...
I'll go a little mad sometimes.
Well, Marion, we all go a little mad sometimes.
Well, Marion,
give you a hint, it's from the 60s.
How scary, like on a scale of like 1 to 11... is this movie?
It's a Hitchcock.
Oh,
birds. The birds?
Close.
rear window.
Psycho.
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 Oh, no.
Psycho. Dang.
How
did
we forget that
we
one?
Not
okay,
that.
I like that. These guys will get this one.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Ooh, I know. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes,
that's right.
Yay! Good job. Okay. All right, let's see what else we have here. Oh, I love this one. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Jaws.
Yes.
Cat.
Nice.
Cat's our Cat
for the win.
Ringer. Good thing you got here.
Okay. All right.
I see dead people.
Maybe say that again because I didn't have your sound now.
Okay.
I know. I've seen that.
I see dead people.
I've seen it. What is it? It's
The Sixth Sense.
That's right! Kat, how are you so good at this?
I watch a lot of movies.
Me too.
Are these quotes from your favorite movies, Kate, or just like classics?
I went with some classics. Some of them, I originally was going to do stupid things people say in movies right before they die.
Yeah.
But a lot of those are very generic, and so it's, I printed those out anyway, and you guys can read some later if you
cat
want.
I would have gotten them.
But, they're all things like, it's just a noise. I'll check it out.
Yeah, right.
Or I'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's
okay.
split up.
Wait. I am going to test you. Okay, what movie is this from?
Halloween? Oh, Mike Myers. No, isn't Mike Myers Halloween?
It does sound like that. I would have guessed that if I'm not looking at the playlist in front of me.
Yeah.
But
do you know, Kat?
I don't know
do
this
you know?
Movie.
You can't. She can't hear it. Is it not on right. in the...
It's playing. Put some,
it's The Exorcist.
See?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You are so good.
You're so good at this.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Okay.
Okay. This is a good one. Did I already do this?
They're here. Oh, that's it's the third.
Close Encounters.
Close Encounters.
It's close, but not
it. Is it Cocoon?
No.
It's not E.T.
They're
it's
not here.
E.T. No. Oh, dang. I know.
Kat's got a look
Alien?
On her face like she
Alien?
Knows.
That's like a classic line,
you
too.
You don't know it?
Poltergeist.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
The little God. Super blonde girl so, says it.
Wasn't that Drew Barrymore?
Carol Ann. It's not Drew Barrymore. Oh, she did Firestarter somewhere around that time.
Wow. You guys are on it.
Okay. And I'll do two more, and then I have to run back to the theater.
Okay.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, is that the...
I'm sure see, Kat knows every
the one they're on the plane? No.
No.
Snakes on a train.
Okay, I'll give
you
a hint.
Good at this, Brian.
This one, I'll give you a hint. This one has Freddy Krueger in it.
Oh, that's what Kat's...
Halloween? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? I don't know.
Nightmare Before...
You're getting close. Something. Nightmare's in the title.
On Elm...
Street.
Yes, that's it. You got there. You got there.
I might have seen that as a child in the background.
That scared me so much. I slept with my field hockey stick.
Yeah. I mean, it made you afraid to go to sleep because he kills you in your sleep.
Yikes.
I'm brilliant. That's brilliant theme for a movie. Okay. Let's see. All right. This one's a tough one. Who will survive, and what will be left of them?
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll give you a hint. This one is the tagline and the opening narration for one of the most quoted horror marketing lines ever.
Say it again.
Wow.
Who will survive, and what will be left of them?
Zombie. Oh, Night of the Living Dead.
That okay. sounds good.
This one is loosely based on a true story.
Oh.
Very loosely. It's from the 70s.
Rocky Horror Pictures.
Also from the 70s. Close. You're off.
Gosh, Kat, you were just a child then.
I have no idea. I think you stumped me.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't think I ever watched it. I've never seen that.
But
I'm like a happy movie girl, maybe.
This might not be your category.
So for Rocky Horror, I saw Rocky Horror in the 70s, and I can assure you, my mind was blown, like totally blown. It was so radical then. We didn't throw toast yet and that kind of stuff. But.
Right, that came a little bit later, and now is kind of integral to a classic Rocky Horror Picture Show experience.
Tracy Strode.
There are goblins all over. Well, Kate, we cannot wait. We will be there tonight.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
We are so excited, too.
Where did you get your outfit, Kate?
I bought this at a thrift store.
Whoa, good find.
Not the near new, but a different thrift store.
I told her you two were going to be in the audience
it's like Houndstooth
similar
sequin.
Things.
Two-piece outfit and the
these
boots.
Are from the near new
the
though.
Boots are amazing.
Oh, these are near new treasure.
These are lime green snakeskin high-heeled boots. Wow. Mm-hmm.
They're like Barbie heels. They're super tall.
And you're going to be able to keep those
that's
on
a,
all night.
A long
you're
night
a
with
Wonder
high heels.
Woman.
We'll see. And we'll see you at the show. Thanks for coming.
Crystal River Theater.
Alliance.
Awesome. Is that where do people find more
information? We are still at the crystaltheatercarbondale.com.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
You guys are doing good stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kate.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we are going to be having a fun time in the old town tonight. And all over the valley, things are going to be happening. Here, we're going to play a little more music for you, and then we're going to get back. We got Kitty Cat Rich in the house. All right. Kitty Cat Rich.
Hi, howdy.
Howdy.
Raspy kitty cat.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, like, what does Halloween mean to you?
Halloween means to me, if you look at it from the pagan side, there's the whole pagan side of All Hallows Eve. Mm-hmm. But it's candy and costumes and mischief and spooky things. And as a former teacher, it wasn't my favorite.
It was hell.
Day. Actually, the day after Halloween is the one that really was tough.
Yeah.
Because all the children were over-sugared and had stayed up all night.
Well, that's why it's really working out good for teachers, because it is Saturday tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
all you parents will just be stuck with, a little bit of a sugar high.
Uh-huh.
I have heard of this thing, and maybe you guys know of, where parents are buying the candy back from the kids, giving them money.
Mm.
That's the motivation, I guess.
Yeah.
See that.
Yeah.
I think it's Jimmy Kimmel every year does videos of his, of people telling their children that they took their candy. And some of them are really hilarious, and some of them are horribly embarrassing for the parents, but it's still very funny.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to check that out. Well, what do you got for us?
I am an old dork. So
is that the poem? I am an old dork.
No, but I think that could be a Sweet Jessup song.
I like that.
And Shel Silverstein is one of my favorite authors and was one of my favorites as a kid. So I thought I'd lighten the mood a little with some obscure Shel Silverstein Halloween humor.
I love that. I love Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
Grew up on that.
I think I grew up on a lot on it too. And there's actually a lot more Shel Silverstein books out there than one would think.
I know.
So, this first one is called Haunted. I dare you all to go into the haunted house on Howlin' Hill, where squiggly things with yellowy eyes peek past the wormy windowsill. We'll creep into the moonlit yard, where weeds reach out like fingers, and through the rotted old front door, a squeaking on his hinges, down the dark whispering hall, past the musty study, the winding staircase, don't step on that step that's bloody. Through the secret panel to the bedroom, where we'll slide in to the ragged cobweb dusty bed 10 people must have died in. And the bats will screech, and the spirits will scream, and the thunder will crash like a horrible dream, and we'll sing with the zombies and dance with the dead and howl at the ghost. Ooh. With the axe in his head. And, well, come to think of it, what do you say we just go get some ice cream instead?
Aw, I do love Shell. You know, he's always got a good twist on things.
That classic Shell ending right there.
And then I have another tiny little Shell called Monsters I've Met. And I think this could apply to people or monsters. But I met a ghost, but he didn't want my head. He only wanted to know the way to Denver.
What?
I met a devil, but he didn't want my soul. He only wanted to borrow my bike. I met a vampire, but he didn't want any blood. He only wanted 2 nickels for a dime. I keep running into the right people at all the wrong times.
That's great. Oh, well, gosh. Thanks, Kitty Cat. So what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show Extravaganza, Katie and Kay Fiesta Halloween Dance Party type.
Woo-hoo.
Thing with the Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets, and I'm very excited.
You're going to stay up past 9 o'clock. Well,
I might make it to 10.
It is clear you do stay up and watch a lot of movies.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you knew almost all those.
You knew
but
everything.
I was also 10 in the 80s when the VCR came out.
Uh-huh.
So every Halloween party had some scary one of those.
Yeah.
The Exorcist was particularly disturbing.
Well, I read that book. That's how
it's a book.
Yeah, yeah. Before it was ever a movie, it was a book. And I remember I was like in high school sitting on the stoop of my house, and it was there was a curfew because there were riots. I don't think it was Martin Luther King murder, but it was, you know, something, and there were riots. And so there was a curfew, and nobody could drive after 6 p.m. And I just remember sitting there reading that scary, scary book.
It's really scary.
Yeah, it's really scary. That's maybe next year we'll do a reading out of The Exorcist.
I tried to watch it as an adult because I thought it would be less scary, but it wasn't.
No, and even though you can't see Brian, I think that next year when we read it, he can make his head turn all the way around.
I've been practicing. Do you guys have a favorite Halloween movie that you like having on, like in the background during Halloween parties and stuff?
I like it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Well, me too. Nice. I mean, I am a huge fan. I was trying to find that while I was just away on TV, but I couldn't. But, you know, I will say Rocky Horror Picture Show was a movie that I've watched a lot of Halloweens. I had the VCR. I had a bootleg VCR of it. And so I haven't seen it in a few years, so I'm excited.
I think the first time I saw it, it was being projected on the side of your house.
I think so, too.
Halloween.
I think we had a little screen, but yes, correct.
And it was really cold.
Yeah, and I think it was a better copy than my bootleg VCR. We've come into the 21st century.
What's your favorite Halloween movie, Brian?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, we watched Hocus Pocus a couple years ago, but it's so cheesy. I know they made a new one, though. It's pretty campy, though.
I like Nightmare Before Christmas, just in case you couldn't tell. From my music choices.
Oh.
Any Tim Burton is good.
Any Tim Burton.
I like Donnie Darko. That'd be good. That's like a Halloween-ish movie.
Well, I think that we can tell people a few other things going on tonight. The El Dorado has Sarah McMission Serenade. They've got some great event over there with DJs. I think... what's Dave Kadama's name?
Kenichi?
DJ Dave?
That's his.
No. He's playing
over there? Oh, what is it?
And is Hetty Hooligan?
No, that's Mark.
Right. No, I think Hetty's... Is he playing there,
Hetty
too?
Hetty Hooligan.
Yeah. So that's over at El Dorado. That should be a lot of fun. Kid. There's Thunder River Theater and the KDNK party with the... what is the name of that band that is playing there? Brian, help me out. What's their name?
Sweet Jessup.
Sweet Jessup, and they are so scary. They'll be playing along with Muggsy Faye, and then a DJ late into the night. That's going to be
DJ Cody Lee.
Hopping. And then, of course, there is Ask Ben, where all sorts of shenanigans go on. And maybe I want to mention real quick that if you do happen to be in Colorado... or in Carbondale, hopefully you're in Colorado, right on Colorado Avenue, near Colorado Avenue and 7th, between 7th and 8th, you guys should go see. There is the craziest interactive yard that my neighbor creates every year. And I don't even know, people don't even know about it, but I just walked by there and he's got some even more... knew he must spend thousands of dollars creating this yard. So I recommend if you guys are out and about tonight, and I think he might have it going tomorrow night, you should definitely go by there. He'll start it at dusk, and it'll probably go till like 8:30 or 9 or who knows. But well worth the trip to Colorado Avenue. Probably if you're on your way downtown or something like that, good place to stop. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got something's going to happen in here because we got the Deb Colley and the Brian Colley.
It's Deborah.
Deborah. Deborah, which is what I usually call you.
Deborah.
Deborah. She is a fellow witch. actually, even though she's speaking vampire-like.
But little vampy.
Yeah. But what do witches feel at this time of year?
I don't know if I'm on. Oh, can you hear me? Hello, hello.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel it more this year than ever that the veil, it really is thin.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know what other witches feel. I'm not really connected to many witches, but I feel like it's like this kind of like time to be reflective of where you maybe came from, where you might be going afterwards, and just take note. Be grateful.
And really dig deep into the thousands and thousands of years that witches have been around.
All over the world, baby.
All over the world. All right. Well, we're going to play a little music. Oh, we got a phone call. Let's see. Someone's calling in. You know how to do that, don't
do
you? Here we go.
It's so spooky.
You have to push the green button.
On the print?
Let's
the
see.
Primary or the?
Primary, yeah. And we'll turn this on. Is anyone there? Hello.
Hey. I was wondering if you could clarify something for me about the spooktacular.
Yes.
I noticed that the 7 o'clock showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show is sold out.
It is.
Can we just buy tickets to go to the Sweet Jessup?
Yes, you can just buy tickets to go to Sweet Jessup. I'm fairly certain of
that. Probably at the door at the Thunder River Theater,
right?
Yeah. They'll probably have something.
Cool.
Yeah, you can definitely. And you'd be a smart ghost to do that.
Great question.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
He's calling from inside now.
All right. See, there's some, you know, that's big action. All right. Well, let's play a little song while you guys get ready, or are you just ready?
We should probably talk amongst ourselves for a second.
Okay. I know that there has been a lot of Rocky Horror music on, but we're going to play this one because this one hasn't played as much.
I've tried to find the truth. I've even lied, but all I know is down inside I'm bleeding.
And so
crawling on the planet's face.
some insects called the human race, lost in time and lost in space.
Human race. Yeah, there is some scary, scary stuff out there. Well, we are so lucky. We have, I think it's probably the Valley's premier Halloween band in the studio. Just a few members.
We are the premier Halloween band. Thank you.
Wow.
Quite the plug.
Well, you could
Who
be...
Who is scarier to listen Ooh. To?
All right, you guys, this is great. This is really going to get us all ready for tonight. So what do we got going on here?
Well, it turns out Brian is really, like, all year long thinking about lyrics for Halloween songs. Because
if you pass me by on the street, like, odds are... I'm writing a Halloween song. In my Maybe.
And so this one's actually his first one. We're going to sing his first one. And he is actually singing it. I'm here to just make spooky sounds.
Oh. Spooky sounds, and you got a spooky instrument.
It's not.
Nice. Well, you know what is the spooky instrument, but you don't have it here. What do you
I
think?
Know.
I
know.
But you will have it at the show.
I didn't bring the spooky saw.
But what he's lacking in spooky saw right now, I will fill in with spooky oohs and ahs.
Okay. All right. We're ready for you.
All right.
This is just one of two songs about vampires.
Can you hear the ukulele?
When you go to Transylvania, don't forget the one who sent you was me. I am Dracula. You'll take a carriage to my castle. Don't get spooked, it's quite a travel. You look like you've seen a ghost, but I am Dracula. Got a 600-year-old empire. Looking pretty good, cause I'm a vampire, did you know? I am Dracula. Don't come here for your trick or treat. Oh, I'll be out in the graveyard drinking blood, of course, but you knew that. Have you seen me as a bat? Yes, I am Dracula. Perhaps you think that I'm quite scary. You may be feeling a little wary, but fear not, I am Dracula. Suck your blood with my fang teeth. I promise to be quick, don't forget to breathe. It's already over now, you're like Dracula. You are welcome, no need to thank me. You're immortal now, yet you seem angry. You'll come around, all in good time. Good thing I got you in your prime. I am Dracula. Don't you dare put garlic on my pizza. And if you know what's good, you shouldn't either. And look out for crosses and steaks and holy water and Van Helsing and silver bullets and sunshine. A tip from Dracula. Now back to my coffin, the night is through. You don't have your own yet, oh boo-hoo. Better get some rest, you're like Dracula. I know we'll be very best friends forever. You may not think so, but never say never. We're lucky, you and I, to be the undead. Is there something you'd rather be instead? Not me! I am Dracula.
Oh, Oh, my gosh. I think that's my see instant hit.
We promise that it can only get better from here.
Well, you know, I'm going to say.
More spectacular.
Highly impressed with the use of the kazoo there this in a spooky way.
A spooky kazoo.
Yeah, because usually they don't sound spooky. But
yeah, it just looks like a little plastic kazoo, mm-hmm. but this one is a spooky kazoo.
It's been cursed. It's been cursed. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Brian. Well, I'm glad that you walk around thinking of Halloween songs all year round. Do we have another song?
Just depends on if Brian is feeling courageous.
How courageous? You sing a couple of them.
We could. Can we do Vampire Woman or?
Yeah.
Ooh.
If you know the word, you got
yeah,
the words.
I can sing it.
Hopefully she knows the words.
I know the words.
Yeah, because she's a witch. She knows.
She's the words. Witch.
I'm a vampire woman.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Did you write this one too?
Sure yeah. did.
I don't think anyone else in the band has written a Halloween song
on purpose. Morgan's got a couple that are Halloween. Tending towards Halloween.
I wrote a song about dressing up, but it's not really.
Dressing up scary or just dressing up?
Just dressing up.
Give me a starting note. You guys have to sing with me this first part. You just sing along, okay?
I'm not even sure I'm in.
Wow.
There it is. This is not my main instrument.
What do you normally play on this one? The toy
I mean, I have other ukuleles. This is the one I had at the office. If I remember how to play a B flat minor.
This was the uncut.
I don't know that.
Uncut version.
You guys, this is not the instrument of choice right now.
Is this the one Tom Hanks signed?
No. This is actually the one from a special trip that Kat got me.
Oh. Wow.
I got it. That sounds better. It sounds...
You know, 'tis the season to be a little off-key.
Okay. You're embracing it. Vampire woman. Vampire woman.
Join us, Amy.
Vampire woman. When at last the sun sets and the moon begins to rise, you'll finally get a glimpse of the creatures of the night. Ghouls and goblins and ghosts overhead. The vampire woman is out among the dead. Vampire woman.
I am a vampire, a wicked one at that. I'll drink your blood and then turn into a bat. They may say I'm a myth or something from folklore. I'm a vampire woman, hear me roar. I feast on the souls of the living dead and cast aside the corpses when I'm fully fed. And then I'll binge watch Gilmore Girls for the thousandth time. I'm a vampire woman in my prime. I used to be a city girl, went clubbing all the time, going out to dance with friends till super late at night, made out with this pale guy who bit me on the neck. Now I am immortal, oh my god, what the heck? Many centuries have passed since I met my fate. Now I've got my license in commercial real estate. What's more, I play the stocks and have a huge Roth IRA. I'm a vampire woman and I slay. I've got my very own castle and it's spooky AF. Call me if you have a soul you'd like to repossess. My coffin is designer and my wardrobe is on fleek. I'm a vampire woman, can't you see? Of course I still have many friends, but they're immortal too. We'll gather in the graveyard and dance the neighborhood. Banshees and witches and reapers who are grim. Lock your doors and windows if you wanna live. Oh! vampire woman, don't you forget. Or I'll come and find you and bite you in the neck. And then we'll binge watch Gilmore Girls, cause it's so heartfelt. We are vampire women, we are vampire women, we are vampire women. We will suck your blood and nothing else. Hey!
Oh my gosh, Brian, did you write that?
Yeah.
It's a little dirty.
It's a Halloween hit, you guys.
Wow. I'm really impressed with how huge her Raphael is.
I mean, throwing in the Gilmore Girls, I just like wouldn't have thought that.
That's based on real life.
Yeah. Good job. That's
excellent. He knew the vampires watched the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Totally. You know? Yeah. What else are they going to do?
Well, he's connected. He's connected in different ways. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Aww. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks
that
for
was
good job playing through that. That was
good
fun.
Job for playing that instrument that you don't normally play on that
I
song.
Play the spooky saw on that song. Yeah. So if you're coming tonight, get ready for some more spookiness. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Sweet Jessup before we let you go. Okay, so now you guys been together a while, and you've been like taking the state of Colorado by storm.
I mean, we went to Salida.
Hey.
We've been to Fort Collins this year.
We went to Fort Collins.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Been to Palisade.
Yeah. Didn't you go to Ridgeway?
Just Paonia.
No. Oh, Paonia. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Some other places. Oh, we played an Eagle. Okay, fine. We've been around a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit.
And tonight, you'll be playing Thunder River. So you're going to start at around what time?
9:30.
9:30.
We got a great opener. Muggsy Faye is going to be playing. Mm-hmm. For 30 minutes.
So she'll start like at 9?
At 9.
And then you
There's a surprise spooky saw duet at the end of her act.
Oh, okay.
Playing that.
I wonder. There's a lot of songs.
It's a duet.
Players.
So mm-hmm. two saws are going to be playing.
Oh, a duet.
That's right.
All right. Have you been giving lessons?
No, I found out Muggsy plays a spooky saw. So she's got the real deal, too, like the old rusty saw that could actually hurt you. Mine's like kind of a fake saw.
Brian did he bought on the swap on the marketplace this week a big, rusty, huge saw. It's like,
five feet long.
I
got to get a different bow for that.
That could be like the stand-up bass of saw.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what that is.
And it doesn't sound like more bassy. It just sounds terrible.
Hey,
right now.
That's just me learning a new thing.
Have you had your tetanus shot?
I have actually recently.
It's a good thing.
I'm prepped.
Phew. Okay, so that's great. So you guys are going to play, and then there's also a costume contest.
Mm-hmm. Costume contest is at 10.
Nice.
Technically, the costume contest, because I'm leading it, is a costume contest crawl walk. So it has a little has a little performative element. And we're not asking people to walk far. But they will need to.
Okay, people, have your moves ready.
The Ritz.
And who are your judges?
I know I have judges. They are Katie and Kay people.
Mm. What are the prizes?
Katie and Kay people.
Okay, yeah, there are prizes. First prize is premium tickets to TRTC's play K2, which is in February, runs in February. I'm not really sure what premium tickets means at this moment. I will buy tonight, but I think it means they're fancy. So that's first place. Second place is two tickets to the upcoming Pink to Black show with Magic Beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Third place is a 6-punch pass for Crystal Theater.
Nice.
Ooh.
And then there's an honorable mention. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a little bit like a People's Choice Award. Based on the booometer that we built.
Those are so scary, the booometers. Oh, my gosh.
So the booometer will be a part of tonight's costume contest. It's going to be facilitated by Brian Colley. And
Brian
I have to talk about how that will work still.
Deborah.
But that is Deborah and Brian. Honorable mention prize is a Katie and Kay swaggy baggy put together by amazing Katie and Kay people. I heard it's a good one. So those are the prizes. Really, nice. You just get to know that you won the contest. Strong arm it over everyone you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And, you know, I haven't done Halloween here in a couple years, so I'm darn psyched.
What are you coming as? I mean, I know what you are right now.
Well, you know,
You're squidtastic.
I am squidtastic, and Brian is bone-matic. Skeletor. Oh. What are you guys going to be tonight?
His costume's actually a little darker.
I'm
going to
be a Rocky Horror character. Because, you know, I have the hair. You know that hair.
Uh-huh. Yes. So,
I have pictures of you in it. So what the heck? And Kat, what are you going to be?
My own version of a Rocky Horror person. Perfect. I also have the hair. So
yeah, we're not going for the costume contest winners. We're just going for fun.
I just hope that someone who is dressed in that costume theme will be part of the contest because I think they have so much to play with.
No doubt.
You know, especially if it's a crawl walk. So
yeah. Can we play with each other? Is that PC these days? I don't know.
Probably if you're in it together, like if you're just
couples costume.
Couples costume. I really want to encourage the audience to reach out and touch face.
But touch me. Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. I really am glad you guys stopped by and
thanks for having us.
We will. I hear you're taking in the movie too. You guys are going full circle.
Some band members are.
Yeah.
I think I got a lot to do before I get ready.
Got some makeup to put on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with a face for radio, you really got it.
I know. Got a lot of work to do.
You know I'm fans. Thanks so much, you guys, for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks for singing
Brian,
with
you're
us
not
and making
anywhere.
Spooky sounds.
Okay.
Yeah. But, Deb, you can stay till the end. Let's let Billy Bob in. Billy Bob is lurking in the hallways.
B-Bob.
And it's because, you know, he's got something he wants to talk about. We're going to play. Let's see if someone knows where this song might be from.
Oops, where's this?
I'm really counting on Kat to figure this out. Does anyone know what movie? Well, it was one of the answers previously in Kate's trivia.
Oh, there's so many choices.
It's a scary one. One I never saw, actually.
Is The Nightmare Before Elm Street?
Yes!
Elm Street.
Gee, a cat, you are like a... I can't believe it.
That movie really, really scared me.
Yeah, look at that. She is so good. I think I'm going to take you on the road, Cat.
For useless trivia facts, I have skills.
You really do. Okay, well, Billy Bob dropped in because he's got an event not tonight, but it's one that... you all should take in, and it does have something to do with dead in it. So what you got for us, Bebop?
Oh, well, coming up on the evening, the culturally proper evening of the Day of the Dead.
Oh.
At Steve's Guitars at 7:30. We'll be starting
once... So that date is November 2nd, just in case.
Yes, just in case you're wondering.
You don't know which day it should be.
We will have another version of Dead Stories. This version is being called Heads Telling Tales.
Heads and Tails.
And Heads and Tails. And it's a night of deadheads getting together, singing songs together, doing a little obituarying of folks we've lost over the years, but also telling stories of the cray on the road and getting to the show.
Yes. Yeah, the stories are really, really fun. And people, if you were there, you got a story. Right, Kat? You got any stories?
I have a few stories.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brian's a new deadhead, so his stories are in his head.
So many, yeah.
Eyes of the World. That's where you.
That's the only one I know from the Mountain Fair.
From the Mountain Fair. He's like, what's this?
Yeah.
That's when he learned about the Grateful Dead.
That's why I need to go to this so I can get some insights.
Yeah, no, there's lots of great stories. And if you want to tell a story, what do you do? What do you do?
You can either sign up at the event or you can leave a message on the Facebook posted page for events that's going down. Or you can call me at 970-274-2662 or text me and leave a message that you have a story to tell. I've gotten a few of those.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Facebook event out there, but it's fun. 7:30, Steve's Guitar, Sunday evening. Honestly, you know, a lot of you deadheads are, you know, getting old, need to be home in bed by, you know, 9:30, 10, and, you know, we'll have the show over by then.
Yeah, well, we do a couple of sing-alongs and a couple of rounds of stories. It's basically like Moth Radio for deadheads.
And it was a fun night last year. So come on out.
Come on down and check out the show.
Bob,
yes. No big thing.
What are you going to be for Halloween, Bebop?
I am going to be well-dressed.
Yeah, I like that. Good answer. Nice. Good answer. All right. Well, we are soon coming to the close of our show, but not quite yet. I pulled out something to read. You know, we're in scary times. Scary, scary times. And we need some spells, if you ask me. We need some spells. So I went back to Macbeth.
Oh.
Ooh, Macbeth.
Yeah, yeah. Where the three witches join round, casting a spell. Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw. Toad that under cold stone days and nights has 31 sweltered venom sleeping got. Boil thou first in the charmed pot. Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fillet of a fenny snake in the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog.
Whoa.
Adder's fork and blind worm's sting, lizard's leg and hallet's wing, for a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth boil and bubble. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Scale of dragon, tooth of wolf, witch's mummy maw and gulf of the raven salt sea shark, root of hemlock digged in the dark. This one is rough. Liver of blaspheming Jew.
Oh, my.
Gall of goat and slips of ewe. Silvered in the moon's eclipse. Nose of Turk and Tartar's lips. Oof. Finger of a birth-strangled babe. Wow. Ditch delivered by a drab. Make the gruel thick and slab. Add thereto a tiger's chaudron for the ingredients of our cauldron, and we send this out in this world here. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
That is a complicated recipe.
That's a scary one.
Yeah. Wow, it's got some, you know, I was like, as I was reading it, I was like, oof, oof. Some of these things maybe you don't want to say anymore. I don't know. They can get you, you know, you can get in trouble. But hey, Macbeth. It's a classic. It's a classic.
Yep.
All right, you guys. Well,
damn spot.
I know. And the bloody hands.
Out damn spot.
Out damn spot. Macbeth.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember
Macbeth is dark.
That's a dark one.
It's really dark. Yeah.
But there were some dark times Shakespeare was going through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was some weird times, too.
Kind of like now.
Wasn't there a plague going on?
Oh, kind of like now. I do want everybody to look at Brian's cartoon this week in the Soper Sun. So right on. We have had far too many tricks. We don't need any more tricks. Only treats.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody out there, please do have a safe Halloween. And Day of the Dead next week. Well, Day of the Dead officially starts tomorrow. That is where the veil is thinnest, tomorrow and Sunday. And the ofrenda is going up tomorrow, the community ofrenda at Carbondale Arts at the launch pad. So do start to come by and bring people you want to honor. And it'll be ready for you anytime after 4 o'clock tomorrow. And then the big celebration next Friday. So stay tuned right here at KDNK for all your entertainment information. What do you think? Are we getting close there, Brian? I think that you got anything to say? Any last words?
Ooh. I might change my favorite Halloween movie to Beetlejuice.
How could we forget Beetlejuice?
I know.
We got the music playing right now. Like, oh, man, that is a classic.
I did. I should have tested people on the Beetlejuice music. That they would have gotten it. All right, everybody, have fun.
Happy Halloween. Thanks.
So here is Genevieve Vicker singing. Oh, what's that?
Oh, you got Genevieve up?
I don't have it. I didn't say that. That was like a recording that you're bringing up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Is it a scary song?
I don't think so. I don't know what it is.
Oh, well, we're getting ready.
It's on Dad One.
Yeah.
That was a Genevieve song, Genevieve original.
Well, hell, here's some happiness for this scary night.
Skies and sunrise, fall days under the trees.